Well, the 2021 City of Devonport Tasmanian Squash Open is underway. It all began yesterday, and the tournament director, David Mulcahy, is on the line to let us know how the event is tracking. And welcome to you, David.
Hi, good to be here.
David, big day yesterday. Can you tell us what took place yesterday?
Yeah, we had the all the first round matches for the lower divisions, and we had the qualifying positions being played for in the Open Championship draw. So we had some pretty good games on last night, a few long ones, and it was a really good result. Lots of people having fun, and there's free pizza for everyone, so it was really good.
Did see that on Facebook. Been keeping a close eye on what has been happening there. It's just fantastic that social media is such a brilliant thing to be able to promote the tournament, to promote any sort of sport. But you guys have been terrific on there, and also coming on the program here might take some people that are out and around in Devonport and get down and watch what's going on. Because I guess the other part of that, David, is you have to be COVID safe. So it's what's the capacity of the amount of people that are allowed in inside the venue?
It's quite a large venue, so thankfully it's not too restrictive for us. We can have, I think, up to 120 people inside the venue at once, right. So not including obviously the squash courts, because typically you don't have more than two people on the squash courts despite how large they are. So it's about 120, so we haven't had any issues. I'm just making sure everyone's scanning that check-in TAS app to make sure that we're all trying to do the right thing. There's plenty of hand sanitizer, and a few people have got face masks as well, so that's really good.
Yeah, even though we don't have a real critical problem here, we still have to get into the routine of all of these things. Now, you're playing, and you're the tournament director. Now, it's been a busy weekend for you, and you've only just got off the court, you said, at the moment. We can hear the squash balls being smacked in the background. So, how did you go? And, how have you been able to juggle the two roles, playing and also tournament director?
Oh, yeah, it's a bit of fun. It's definitely pretty tough work, but unfortunately I haven't had too many great results myself, partially because due to some late withdrawals because of border restrictions, we had a few interstate players who unfortunately had to withdraw. So I ended up being promoted further up the draw than I was planning, so I've had a few tougher games than I was originally going to have, but I've been having fun, I've been playing well, so that's all that matters.
Well, that's and just to participate, that's brilliant. I mean, squash is just one of those games that really gets you fit, can't it? It looks like you're not moving too far. You're in that restricted area. But I tell you what, after about 10 minutes of solid playing, the sweat does tend to pour from you, doesn't it?
Oh, definitely. And it's pretty warm in here, particularly when you get a few people inside the building. It definitely heats up. But it's great fun, squash. It's a very different kind of game. You don't often have to, in a racket sport, run around your opponent, but it definitely makes it very unique.
Yeah, the old obstruction, just don't got to hit and get out of the way, don't you? So, look, what are the highlights of today's program, and what's the general format of it?
Well, we actually had quite a significant upset in the quarterfinals of the Open Championship earlier today. We had Tasmania's number one female player, Maggie Marshall. She's an ex-professional player. She used to be ranked in the top 60 in the world. She actually beat the third or fourth best Tasmanian male player in the quarterfinals, so she's been playing some really good squash, and she'll be playing shortly against the Tasmanian number one, Jack Hudson, who was at one point the Australian number one junior and has been and has represented Australia at the World Junior Games as well.
Yeah, and well, that's a big result, and that's mixed a lot of mixed games, like male v female. Does that happen much?
Not too many near the pointy end of the draws, but yeah, there's definitely plenty of women playing in the tournament, and all the divisions are mixed as well, because it's all about just making sure everyone's getting the best possible games they can get.
And that's the thing; it's open. It's the 2021 City of Devonport Tasmania Squash Open. So anyone can actually nominate from wherever you are, whatever gender you are, male or female. You can actually get stuck in and nominate. So who would be the favourite to take out the big one, if you like?
Jack Hudson. He's a Tasmanian number one. I think he's currently ranked about 8 or 9 in Australia as well. So he'd be the probably short odds favourite to take out the title, but there's a couple of players who are really going to try and give him a run for his money. There's Jamie Patterson, who's a Devonport native, but now goes to university down in Hobart. And then we have one interstate player who arrived before the border restrictions were in place as well. Him and Jamie will be playing off in the semi-final to most likely meet Jack Hudson in the final.
So how many did you lose in the drop-off to the Victorian lockdown and the Queensland sort of lockdown? Did you lose many?
Oh, we probably had close to a dozen, unfortunately, pull out, which is disappointing. I mean, I was anticipating something like this might end up happening, so you have to be flexible when you're arranging tournaments in these conditions. But, it's always disappointing because we have had some really top talent from both interstate and overseas in the past. So hopefully when things eventually go back to some sense of a bit more normality, we might be able to see a few of them coming down again.
So, David, as we leave you, what's the next big tournament for our elite squash players and also those guys who just want to sort of get stuck in and nominate for the next big tournament?
Well, there's a few big professional tournaments being played around Australia in late October, early November. But the next big one in Tasmania is hosted at in Clarence down in Hobart. Mm-hmm. That'll be in early November as well. That'll be another big event where usually the best players from Tasmania all congregate to have a crack at lifting a trophy.
So, David, the tournament continues for the rest of today and probably into the late hours, I guess, if that is need be, and also the last day tomorrow. Is that right?
Yes, so we've got the final matches on tomorrow, all the finals for all the divisions. So we'll be having the Open Championship final get underway about 12:30. But if people are keen to come along and have a look at some of the best squash in Australia, they should get down to the Devonport Recreation Centre to have a look.
David, busy schedule for you. Thanks for taking a brief period of time out of your busy schedule to have a chat to us here on the sideline view. Thanks for that.
No, thank you very much.